Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Coming up Monday, May 23rd on Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair, theater correspondent for The New Yorker and biographer of her, The Making of Meryl Streep, Michael Shulman. Tune in every Monday at noon Pacific time on Seattle's Alternative Talk, 1150 AM and FM 98.9 HD Channel 3. Find more than 300 podcasts and topics from health and mental wellness to travel, adventure, business, and the environment at conversationslive.net.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead. Get up, get out of bed. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk. Welcome you to the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the home page. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website and bring up the links that you need to stream the show. And by the way, you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook and look for Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Check out all the great stuff that we're posting, and we're actually in the middle of a discussion talking about stuff that we've posted on Facebook, and going to get back to that here very shortly. And give us a like while you're there on Facebook. Appreciate that. And we are actually doing a Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me this week. And so as a behavior therapist and trainer, I work with people privately in their homes or over the phone to help them understand their animals and solve problems. And we'll open the phone lines after this next discussion. Kathy needs to participate
in this discussion, and then we'll take phone calls if you guys have behavior training or healing questions, or if there's some animal related topics on your mind that you want to discuss. Otherwise, we'll just carry on. So we are going to get back to.
Well, you know, one more thing about Facebook.
Yeah.
If you are friends on Martha Norwalk's Animal World, invite your friends to become interested.
Oh, to like the page. Yeah, you can invite your friends to like the page. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah. So
and
we then, want to pass the
and
word
I think
along.
Once you like it, then what I post comes up on your timeline. So you'll see all those things.
And it can be the first thing you see in the morning if you'd like.
It can be. Yeah. Absolutely. So there you go. And I did post some things first thing this morning, actually. Can't remember what it is. Oh, the lions. Good. So I'll get to that. All right. But right now we're having this discussion related to the post. It is up on Martha Norwalk's Animal World. I reposted it again last night. One that's circulating about Mary Kay, Avon, and Estee Lauder. PETA removing them from their cruelty-free list and saying that they are testing their products on animals again, and asking you not to shop with them, and et cetera, et cetera. So I contacted because I have contacts and could contact Mary Kay right away to find out. And basically, I was contacting him to say, hey, I'm really disappointed to hear this, and I'm not willing to use products that are tested on animals. And the what I had read in the article that had been posted did refer to, as you heard me say, that this was all due to them wanting to sell their cosmetics in China, and China won't let them in unless they have done the animal aren't animal tested. And so that's why they were doing it again, according to this article. And so I'm all hot and bothered, and I'm talking to my Mary Kay person, and I'm saying, I'm not buying these products anymore, and I want you to report back, and I don't care if it's just going into China. It can't be about the bottom line, and if China isn't going to drop their requirements, then by golly, just don't sell your cosmetics in China. And yeah, you won't make as much money, but you won't have to test on animals. And I think that's the way it should be done, And that was where I was coming from. Well, then the first thing that my Mary Kay person said to me was, well, this is not necessarily a recent thing. This has been happening for quite a while, and it keeps resurfacing on Facebook and goes around and gets published. But I think there's a lot more to the story than you've read. So let me get you the official information. So I have the official statement and information here from Mary Kay. And so I want to read you what they have to say about this. And then you can see, hopefully you'll see why I think this is needs to be talked about. So, from Mary Kay, some of you may have seen or heard news coverage regarding a decision by PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, the animal activist organization, to change the status of Mary Kay and other cosmetics companies on its website, moving us from its list of companies that do not test on animals to its list of companies that do test on animals. We want to be extremely clear about the facts and ensure you have all the information. Mary Kay is deeply committed to the elimination of animal testing, and our actions and our records speak to that. We have been a long-standing leader on this issue. Our policy has not changed. Let us say again, we do not conduct animal testing on our products or ingredients, nor ask others to do so on our behalf, except when absolutely required by law. There is only one country where we operate where that is the case and where we are required to submit our products for testing, China. You can be assured that none of the products you purchase in the United States or Canada, Latin America, Europe, and most all other Asian countries, for that matter, are tested on animals. For more than 20 years, we have been a global leader in the commitment to end animal testing. We are working very closely with the Chinese government to demonstrate that alternative testing methods ensure safe and effective products. In fact, Mary Kay is the first founding member of the International Outreach Consortium of the Institute for Its Vitro Scientists, Inc., IIVS, created to promote internationally the principles of non-animal safety testing. We are also creating the very first laboratory as part of the Key Laboratory for Research on Cosmetics Alternative Toxicology in China. This innovative lab will be instrumental in the evaluation, validation, and we hope the eventual acceptance and adoption of alternative testing methods. Along with being a leader in advocating for alternative testing methods and sponsoring an alternative testing laboratory in China, Mary Kay has also done the following. Mary Kay was one of the first companies to meet with Chinese safety authorities to discuss alternative testing methods. We sponsored an Alternatives to Animal Experimentation for Cosmetics conference in Beijing in April 2011, organized by the China Cosmetics Research Center in the Beijing Technology and Business University. We were also one of the first companies to work directly with the dermatology experts used by the Chinese government in their review process of alternative testing in lieu of animal testing for cosmetic products. In fact, we sponsored a symposium for dermatologists in China on the use of human clinical methods for product safety in 2007. We conducted an educational forum for the Chinese Society for Toxicology in 2009 to again share information on alternative testing methods. Mary Kay is one of only two cosmetic companies listed as scientific contributors to the first book in Chinese describing alternative principles and applications. We have donated hundreds of thousands of dollars to the Center for Alternatives to Animal Testing at Johns Hopkins University. This innovative lab will be instrumental in the evaluation, validation, and we hope the eventual acceptance and adoption of alternative testing methods. Along with being a leader in advocating for alternative testing methods and sponsoring an alternative testing laboratory in China, Mary Kay has also done the following. So I won't go through that stuff again. As you can see, finding alternatives to animal testing has and will continue to be a top priority for Mary Kay. Now, here's the biggest point. You might be asking yourself, if this is such an important issue to Mary Kay, why then doesn't the company simply leave China? That, of course, was what I said. Okay, here's their answer. There are several reasons. First, we have an impressive record encouraging the Chinese government to consider alternative testing methods. But if we're no longer doing business in China, that means we're no longer at the table, and the Chinese government will not be interested in what we have to say. And if we did leave, that means this extremely important issue would be left to those who do not care as much or at all. We at Mary Kay are passionate about the elimination of animal testing, and our actions and our record speak to that. That commitment has not changed or wavered, and it never will. Okay, so that's the official information from Mary Kay. For me, I'm good with that. I do understand now. I know that none of the products that are sold here in the States or that I would use are tested on animals. I know that Mary Kay is not doing any testing themselves. It is still China that does the testing. Now, Mary Kay, they have to submit the products. China does the testing. But they are doing everything within their power to get China to change their ways, and they're making progress. So I understand their reasoning behind not pulling their products out of China, as they wouldn't have the clout and the ability to continue working with China to change their ways. So I'm good with this. However, this is a balanced show, and I don't think Kathy is okay with this. But so, Kathy, what's your take on all of this?
Well, I think we ought to just ask ourselves or ask the company several questions. And I think, first of all, it can't come too soon. And to be online with, someday we'll get there, to me isn't good enough. I just think it needs to stop now. One animal tested is too much, whether it's done here or when it what or if it's done there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think whether it's Mary Kay or anyone else, I think we need to remember to live our lives with purpose and to ask ourselves, you know, we're all advocates for the animals. And so how does that play out in our life? Do we take a stand and become a part of something bigger than ourselves by standing up for the animals, whether that's not wearing fur, testing on animals, cosmetics, or keeping animal flesh off of our plates? You know, to me, it's just time to start living for something bigger than ourselves. And if that means making sacrifices, I think that's there's more power in that. It affects not just ourselves, in our own power, for me it's spiritually, but it affects the animals too. And keeping them from experiencing fear, pain, and death. So that's kind of where I'm coming from. I think the animal or the cosmetic, as well as other, whether it's factory farming, they have a lot to lose. And so they can say whatever they want to say. And in regards to PETA, they are extreme. And sometimes for some people, not for me, I can't handle it, but sometimes seeing extreme wakes people up. But I don't think I would call them liars, but yet they've done a lot of good in this world. Mm-hmm. And so I that's just where I stand. And I think we all just need to come within, meditate on it, hear what we have to hear on where we need to go with the whole issue, and make a commitment and stand firm and not second guess what we hear, what comes to our hearts and into our minds, but to just jump into living with purpose and being committed to the animals.
Well, and that, you know, and that I can't argue with anything that you've said, and certainly very high and lofty ideals. I'm wondering, and of course, and I should say before going into any more, I was not able to get the same kind of definitive information from Avon or Estee Lauder, so I can't speak for them. I did, read you, of course, everything from Mary Kay. But so, Kathy, you're talking about living a purpose and being committed on a higher level. But what does that mean related to Mary Kay and the cosmetics? Does that mean that you don't want to have anything to do with their products because China is testing them on animals?
Well,
I'm wondering what you said uh-huh. is wonderful, and I don't have any argument with all of that, but how does it apply
disagree.
To this?
Right. Well, in my standing, it actually took a bigger turn. I have a friend of mine who's a director in Mary Kay.
Uh-huh.
And she invited me to her home with a bunch of people and to try the product.
Uh-huh.
And at first I told her I wasn't going to be able to come because I can't stand behind the product. But then on the other hand, I had to think, wait a minute. This is my really good friend.
Uh-huh.
She just moved into her big, beautiful house.
Uh-huh.
And of course, I, curious to see what she's doing in her life now. But I probably shouldn't have done it, but I went ahead with their little trying the cosmetics on and,
mm-hmm.
and going, wow, this stuff is great. I love it. But you know what? I think I was just being tested. How committed, Kathy, are you to standing firm for something and recognizing the fact that there are so many products out there on the market that can prove and PETA stands behind cosmetic companies and different things that don't involve animal testing or the use of animals as far as exploitation goes. So I guess that's my truth. I will not participate in that until whether Mary Kay or Estee Lauder or whomever, whether they test here or test in China or on the moon, I will stand firm and stand behind the animals because they're my purpose in life and my love, you know.
And I understand that, and that certainly is a choice, because you can go with companies that absolutely they don't sell their products in China, and they don't do no animal testing, and there's nothing wrong with that. I personally don't have a problem supporting Mary Kay, and I actually, because when you say, you know, one more animal test is too many and it needs to stop now, I wholeheartedly agree with that. But I also realize that that is not a realistic thing that can happen right now, because you and I are not in charge of the world, and we can't just make it so.
But it's kind of like one. It starts with one. It starts somewhere.
Yeah.
And I have to follow and be a part of that one.
Yeah.
It starts with one light.
Yeah.
One light can fill a room of darkness, and you know, no matter
For me, taking Mary, not supporting Mary Kay, is taking one of those lights out of China that's really working very hard to change them and get them to stop doing this. And I think they have a good chance of doing that, and they certainly are putting a lot of money and time and effort into that process. And I truly hope they're successful. Now, for me, it's kind of meaningless anyway, because I really don't wear makeup and I don't do all that kind of stuff. So, but I totally understand that. I will stand on my opinion, though, that I don't trust PETA and I don't support them 100%. And I do agree that on many levels and in many situations, they've done some really good and continue to do really good work. But I do consider them extreme, and I think sometimes they lower themselves to the level of what they're, you know, fighting against. And I truly believe that you cannot serve a higher purpose when you're working against something if you're coming from a point of anger and judgment and blame and punishment and all of that. And that tends to be more where they come from.
You know, what I'm seeing, though, is there's a lot more positive out there on the internet as far as showing people the beauty and the rewards of, you know, sharing the positive aspects of being there for our animal friends.
Oh, and I agree. And like I said, I preface it with they continue to do
movement.
Good work. But I think you can't trust 100% what they're saying and so forth. You have to do your own due diligence and check the facts, because they can exaggerate and not exactly tell the whole truth. And I also don't always support their tactics and how they go about doing what they're doing, because even the worst animal abusers on the planet are still God's children, and God loves them no matter what. And
we need to stop the insanity.
And that would be nice if we could, but it's kind of like that. It lends into this whole political time that we're in, and so many people making so many big statements about I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that and I'm going to do this. Well, and so you can't just go, just because you get elected doesn't mean you can do all of those things. It's a process you need to go through, and it doesn't just happen because you say it's going to happen. And there is not a lot of realism in a lot of this stuff.
You're right. It takes more than talk. We have to walk our talk.
Yeah.
And I have a friend who is actually next weekend opening up a store for advocating for animals and humans who are being trafficked and taken advantage of. And and she's walking her talk.
Yeah.
And so it starts with one. And I think we can do that. But I think, too, we need to go within ourselves and present that question to our maker, so to speak. or whomever you call, and ask that question, where do I stand on this? And go with what your intuition tells you. And it starts with one. And we need to stand up for the animals. So that's my point. And
And I agree with that point.
There you go.
Yep. Okay.
There we go.
All right. So I think we've exhausted that subject. And it is time for us to take care of advertisers again. Remember, it's the most important part of the show. Listen, pay attention, support them, thank them. Without them, there's no us. And then let's open phone lines if you have behavior training or healing questions and want to talk to me about your animal friends, then I'm happy to do that. If there's just an animal-related topic you want to talk about, happy to do that too. And if nobody gives us a call, well, then I'm just going to go down my list of all the things I've been waiting to talk about and wanting to talk about, and we'll just continue with our discussion. Kathy will be prepared to answer the phones. So if you would like to chat, now is the time to pick up your phone. Local number 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. That's 1-888-298-5569. And you can email us during the show, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
On Friday, Manson Mitchell are pleased to present a special series with Kelly Sullivan Walden, host of Dreams Unzipped.
On Saturday, Mae McCarthy puts you on the path to wealth and financial abundance. Wear comfy shoes.
In hour number two, Nicole Strickland brings tales from her encounters on the haunted Queen Mary docked in California.
Bringing you fascinating talk since 2007, we are Manson Mitchell, Friday and Saturday mornings at 10 on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
For the people, by the people. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and boy, we're midway through the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World already. And, of course, you can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. It is now a behavior training and healing Sunday with me. Phone lines are open, and we have lines for you if you would like to talk to me as an animal behavior therapist and trainer. If you've got any kind of behavior or training or healing issues going on with your animal friends, I'd be delighted to chat with you and see if we can't figure out what's going on and what to do about it here on the air. Also, if there is an animal-related topic on your mind that you'd like to chat about, then now, this week, is your opportunity, because I don't often have a lot of open time that we can just start discussions and stick with it. But we can do that now. And so if something on your mind, give me a call. And local number, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. Remember the 1-888-298-5569. And our email address here in the studio is animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Okay, and while we're waiting for something to happen here on the phones, just get back to all the animals in the news, mostly good news stuff. I think there's one recall going on, and I'll find that. But the latest post, and you can find these on Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook. Remember the 30 circus lions that were flown to the big cat paradise in Africa, and it says their happiness is palpable. And so there's a great little video of these lions arriving at the sanctuary and experiencing freedom for the first time. It's really, really fun to watch. So check that out. And then Kathy sent me a post here. The Meals on Wheels program in Florida is now helping with pet food for seniors. So that's kind of neat. Now, I know our local Seattle Humane always has an ongoing pet food drive, and they have an ongoing service supplying pet food to low income owners and patients with HIV AIDS. They've been doing that for many years, so that's a great program. Oh, hey, did you know how to get rid of the quickest and easiest solution to getting rid of a tick? Now, we don't have a lot of ticks here in Western Washington. In all the years I worked in veterinary hospitals, it was a rare situation. We would have an animal come in with ticks, but every once in a while we did, and sometimes they'd get them from a vacant lot somewhere in the Seattle area. Somebody had brought them in, or up in the San Juan Islands somewhere, but usually it's from another part of the country. This is a nurse that's discovered a safe and easy way to remove ticks, making it less traumatic for the patient and easier for you. You can use this on yourself, children, or pets. You just apply a small amount of liquid soap on a cotton ball. Cover the tick with the soap-soaked cotton ball. Blot it for a few seconds. It says 15 to 20 seconds. The tick will spontaneously detach and stick to the cotton as you remove it. So I would imagine it's what you're doing with the liquid soap would start suffocating the tick. Wouldn't be able to breathe, so it would let go to come get air, and then it sticks to the cotton ball. So how cool is that? It says, notify everybody. This may help so many, especially those in hard-to-reach areas. And keep liquid soap and cotton balls in your summer first aid kit. So that's kind of cool. So if you need it, that's a great thing to use. Remember the dedication of the new yoga hall at the Bothell Ananda Meditation Temple is happening today. Free lunch at 11:30. Celebration and program from noon to 1. I'm going to head out there after the show. Let's see. And we talked about, a lot of information coming out. I posted two articles this week on the Seaside Sanctuary that is going to be created to house retired performance orcas, and this is becoming a reality, and it's going to be here in the Pacific Northwest. And this is back in November. This company made an offer to SeaWorld that they would like to build a seaside sanctuary to retire their orcas, but SeaWorld turned down the deal. The company's name is Munchkin. I know there's a breed of cat called a Munchkin, but it's a children's toy company named Munchkin, and the CEO, Steve Dunn, wanted to kind of bankroll, if you will, a sanctuary for orcas. And so he found the Whale Sanctuary Project and is contributing to that. And it looks, the sanctuary will house whales and dolphins retired from aquariums and sea parks in a sectioned off area of the ocean. The animals would be able to live in as natural an environment as possible without being completely free, since many have lived in captivity their whole lives and wouldn't survive in the wild. An engineered structure that resembles nets will surround the space, giving animals a large area to move around that dwarfs even the largest tanks in existence. They also would have it set up so that if we were dealing with a whale that could be transitioned back to the wild, that would actually be possible. So this looks like it is actually going to happen, and here in the Pacific Northwest. And so, you know, perhaps the whales from SeaWorld, but definitely it opens the doors for Lolita in Florida. You know, I think 45 years ago she was captured and taken away from her family here in Puget Sound, or in our Pacific Northwest area, and her family still exists. She still speaks their language, and gosh, what a thrill that would be. And of course, communicating with Lolita, myself and other communicators, she wants to try. She wants to come home. So how cool would that be if this now allows that to happen? So, all right, we are, we've got somebody on the line. Let's go ahead and make a transition to the phones. And we're going to go to Kenmore. And welcome, Nakia. Welcome to Animal World. You're live with me.
Thank you. Thank you for getting to me. I don't know if you remember Heidi, my overweight domestic diva. She's lost a lot of weight suddenly, Martha, and I've taken her to a couple of
now. Heidi is your cat, right?
Heidi's my cat.
And how old is Heidi?
She's about 12.
About 12.
She's a domestic short hair.
Okay,
and black, white, and gray. And I spoke with Darcy last Sunday after the show. She suddenly...
Oh, that's right. That's right. We tried to get you in last week, but we couldn't. And
right,
so Darcy spoke to you after the show. So tell us what's going on with Heidi.
Well, what's going on is that she suddenly couldn't walk.
Oh.
And then I realized that she hadn't gone to her box or defecated or peed or anything. And so I took her into a vet last Saturday, and they offered to do tests in the range of $400-$500 that I couldn't do. And then they showed me how to help her to urinate. And so she did then, and it was a lot, and it was all over the table. But anyway, then on Wednesday, I took her to another vet.
So her bladder was full, but she wasn't expressing it herself.
She wasn't doing anything.
And so what, did they put, like, gentle pressure on her bladder area, and then she peed all over the table? Is that what went on?
Yes, that's exactly
okay.
right.
Okay.
And so then I tried to find that. You know, I've been every day trying to find that spot. but anyway. So then on Wednesday, I took her down to Mission Vet, and they offered to euthanize her, and then they offered to do tests, and then the guy said, well, the vet said, well, you know, the loss of the back legs has something to do with the heart and an embolism or some kind of blockage. At any rate, I wasn't sure what to do about that, and so he just he sold me some petroleum-based cream to put on her nose so that she would lick it off, and then therefore start going to the bath, you know, defecating. And she has done that; has been very, very hard. And what Darcy had said was that that she perceived where my son and I had thought maybe it was hairball situation. She perceived that it was something maybe impacted in the bowel.
Okay,
so
now for let's so everybody knows, Darcy Pariso, of course, is our great animal communicator, and
yes.
And she was on the show with us last week, and we couldn't get Nakia's phone call in before the show ended, and so Darcy spoke with you later in the day off the air.
So
you're saying that Darcy said when she communicated with Heidi that her intestinal tract felt impacted rather than just being a hairball situation, as you thought, that she actually was really kind of clogged up, huh?
Yes, that's pretty much the thing. And what I was wondering was how much of any of this is behavioral? Yesterday I bought some better grade of food, and she has been, because she's on prednisone temporarily from the first vet, mm-hmm. She's been eating quite vociferously, but then she lets me know when she doesn't want that food, and she sees me go get a different can and open up that can. I gave her some chicken off my plate yesterday morning, and she ate that right away, but it was cooked chicken, so I was kind of thinking, well, does she eat cooked chicken or raw chicken? Which is it? I don't know. And anyway, I got some holistic food last night, and she just ate almost the entire can and then peed in her bed this morning. So I was like, well, I didn't have to work her over, but now I'm washing her bedding.
Well, let's talk, because I'm a little confused here, Nakia, about what's really going on with Heidi. Is she, in fact, like paralyzed?
Well, not entirely, because I mean it's weird. I told the call screener one night I was working on her, and I she started to go to the bathroom on the floor where I was working on her, and so I hadn't prepared so I ran to get something to mop it up, and before I got back, she had not only pooped but was laying in her bed, and I ran both ways. So I was like, okay, it's just like when I turn on the vacuum and she's hightail it.
Well, but is she able to get up? Is she able to get up? Is she able to walk? Does she have control over her hind legs?
She's impaired, but she's not quite as stiff as she was. She seems to have a little more mobility, but not a lot. I'm trying to put down the plate of food like I used to a little bit, so that I'm not spoon feeding her like a baby. And she will go 3 or 4 feet to check out that food. So,
but now, how does she get that 3 or 4 feet? Does she use her front of her body and drag herself there, or does she get up and walk?
What she's doing is hobbling.
So she's
actually walking, but it's impaired.
So she stands.
Yes.
But then kind of is weak or wobbly in the rear.
Right, but it's better than it was a week ago, where I thought,
okay,
she looked, before I took her to the first vet, we both said, geez, she doesn't look like she's going to last. And now I'm also forcing water. I give her water real often in the mouth. And I did see her last night after I fed her. She did take herself to the water bowl and was
now,
drinking
is she having
water,
bowel
but I don't
movement?
Trust that.
Is she having bowel movements?
She hasn't today, but she did yesterday, and it was softer than the one last Monday and the Monday before. I mean, that's in a whole week, you know.
Okay.
They were hard. They were very hard.
Okay, so now I want to go back to exactly what Darcy said, because, you know, she talked to you after the show, you know, later
right.
in the day. I wasn't privy to that conversation. Did she have anything more to say? She felt like the intestinal tract was impacted. Sounds like that's working out, that she's able to have softer bowel movements now, and that
yes.
she's able to move better. But did Darcy say what was going on with Heidi, if she was preparing to leave this body?
No, that never came up.
Okay. Okay.
That's why I was thinking, well, now, okay, so she wants my attention. Something's wrong. Something I need to change for her or me or whatever. So I don't entirely know.
Is that what Darcy said? That something that you need to change?
Well, we just acknowledged that yes, I have been in a bad situation for some time, and she's been with me through a lot of bad situations, and she will. And when she cries out to me, and I do hold her, she just kind of stares at me like she's trying to tell me something, and so I'm like, I can't read you. I don't know what you're telling me. So anyway.
Well, you know, sometimes, Nakia, I mean, the best thing we can do for our animal friends is to take good care of ourselves.
Yes,
so,
and I'm trying to do that, but what I'm needing is to get a decent job and a decent place to live. And I
right.
it's because of the trauma that I went through personally and hitting a wall, personal wall, that I've been living with my son, and that has to end. And it's, you know, can't be too quick because he's kind of becoming an angry man.
Yeah, it does sound like you've got a lot on your plate to deal with. So as far as Heidi goes, now you said you wanted to know if some of this was behavioral.
Yes.
Now, what do you mean by that? What specifically do you wonder might be behavioral rather than a physical issue?
Well, obviously, it's part because she was dehydrated, because she was obviously not. Maybe she got depressed and just stopped drinking and didn't like the food because I wasn't feeding her, you know, a more expensive food or, you know, high grade, and I wasn't, like, specifically. I mean, I tried to give her duck that I, you know, paid quite a bit of money for, and she wouldn't eat it. Just different things that I have tried to do. But see, I grew up on a farm, and the animals kind of ran. You know, you didn't do a lot of
right.
paying a whole lot of personal attention. So I'm not really sure what the deal is.
Well, the short answer, I think, to, you know, everything that you're describing that's going on with Heidi, this would not be what I would consider a behavior issue, meaning that it's something that the cat has control over. You know, a behavior issue would have more to do with, you know, I'm not peeing because the cat box is dirty or it isn't convenient or safe, sort of thing. I think everything that's going on with her relates to her physical condition. Now, that can certainly start with what you're feeding her, and obviously feeding her a can, you know, a better quality, a canned, a soft food is a really good idea to keep her bowel movements soft and reasonable. And it sounds like now that she is having bowel movements again, that she's starting to move better and get up and move around, and hopefully that will continue. But you have to weigh, you know, quality of life for her. I often, you know, go with food, fun, and follow. Do they still enjoy their food and eat it? Are they having a good quality of life and some fun? And, you know, can they get up and follow you around and be with you? You know, in that case, then it's good to support them and help them keep going.
She's never been one to follow me around.
Right, but she said she was able to get up and get to her bed and move around in that way. So I think that's all good. I do think it is important for you to recognize there is a connection between what's going on with you and your life, both emotionally and physically, and what's going on with the cat. And when the cat gets impacted like that, you can look at, is that a reflection? And are you impacted, blocked up or slowed down in your life and not making the progress that you need to make? It sounds like you and Darcy were able to touch on that somewhat. But it also sounds to me like Heidi could use some support as well. And I know you've tried to get some help veterinary-wise, and a lot of it is not affordable.
Darcy said that, excuse me, but Darcy said that she didn't feel that the testing was going to be really entirely helpful.
Excellent. Okay, that's good to know. The prednisone that she's on is actually a good thing. That's actually a treatment for the endocrine immune imbalance we call Plechner syndrome, and that should be really helpful to her.
She's winding down on that, so should I look to get more?
I would see how she's doing, but yeah, I wouldn't be opposed to giving her more. We will, of course, be doing Vet Sunday here on the 29th of May, so that's 2 weeks from today.
Okay.
Dr. Bill will be in the house. You can certainly call us on the 29th, and we can grill Dr. Bill about, you know, what's going on with her at that point. But I'm also thinking, especially with that weakness in the rear end, that she really could benefit from a treatment with Dr. Nels Rasmussen. You know, he's our bioenergetic synchronization technique practitioner. I can't get you a free treatment until he's on the show again, and that'll be the second Sunday of July. She's still needing help, you can get a free treatment, or you can check out his website at nelshealingministry.com.
Right.
And
okay, well, the last 24 hours, I've noticed a tear in her left eye. I don't know. That's been a couple of times, so that's kind of new, too.
Yeah, and I don't know what that's all about. But at this point, it sounds like, you know, the best thing you can do is keep her, you know, active, keep that soft food getting in there, working with her to make sure that she's eliminating, and see what happens, you know, over the next little while, because it sounds like she's improving with what you're doing.
Yeah, and I did set her in her bed in front of the window so she could look out the window, and I thought maybe if I do just a few more things like that, put her out on the deck on a warm day and stuff like that, so that she's not just sitting on the floor here watching
absolutely.
Us
come by. Absolutely. But I do
because she's never been one to play with anything, never been one for catnip or anything. She's just been the diva cat and just watches you. But, you know, it's like, I'm trying to communicate and I can't.
Well, and you can always contact Darcy again, too. But it sounds like you're doing the best that you can at this point, and that she's improving. So that's a good thing. Okay.
I think so.
All right. So
thank you for your input.
Thanks for calling Animal World. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. We got to take care of advertisers here before we run out of time in this hour. And then we've got more phone calls. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Massage is good for everyone, including your pets. Check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage's exciting new Vashon Island location. The Northwest School of Animal Massage offers a full schedule of classes, including T-Touch, aromatherapy, and manual ligament therapy, plus massage for canines and small and large animal certification. Visit online at nwsam.com for registration details and to enroll online. For more information, call 877-836-3703. That's 877-836-3703. Or check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage on Facebook.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Following the herd is fine until they lead you off a cliff. Think for yourself. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and boy, we're winding down the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We've got another full hour to go, and you can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. It's now Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me as an animal behavior therapist and trainer, and we are going to stick with the phones, and let's get started at least with this call. We're going to Kent, and welcome Trina to Animal World. You're live with me. Hey, Trina.
Hi there.
Hey, thanks for calling in. I understand you're a first-time listener today.
Yes, I was just listening as I was riding over to a friend's house, and the interesting thing is I am struggling with a dog that's about 13 years old, a Papillon Terrier mix rescue dog. We had him since he was about 3 years old. And all of a sudden, about a month ago, he has been barking all night long.
Now, what's his name?
Nikki.
Nikki, okay. And you said he's a 13-year-old, neutered male?
Yes.
Okay, and a Papillon Terrier mix, a rescue. And you've had him since he was about 3 years old, did you say?
That's correct.
And where did he come from?
Southern California Rescue.
Okay. Did you know anything about his background or history?
Not too much. They didn't know too much.
Okay. And by the way, you know, we're running up against the clock. We're going to have to close out the second hour, but I'm assuming that you'll be able to wait so I can hold you over, and then I'll pick you up on the other side of the hour.
Okay.
But let's get some preliminaries out of the way here before we need to close out. So you got him at 3 years, and he's lived with you then for about 10 years now.
Correct.
And how has, now, you know, terrier mixes can be barkers. What's his situation been for most of his life? Has he been a barky dog or a quiet dog or what?
No, he's very protective if somebody comes to the door.
Okay.
But this is relatively new. The last month has been really bad.
So it's just been for 1 month, but it's not like, you know, it's not like him barking at somebody at the door or barking at a noise that he hears.
No.
This is, you're saying he's barking all at night?
That's correct. Now, let me back up the bus here. He will be downstairs with the boy's dad who lives downstairs. When he goes to work, Nikki comes back upstairs. This is not new, though. I mean, this routine is not new. When he leaves to go to work at like 4 o'clock in the morning, then Nikki starts to bark and will bark the rest of the time unless I get up and let him into my room, which I really don't want to get into the habit of. And he hasn't in the past been coming into my room. It's just been within the last month.
Okay, so that gives me a clearer understanding. So understanding is that you sleep in your room with your door closed?
Correct.
And our Nikki sleeps downstairs
until about 4 o'clock in the morning.
When that person goes to work.
Correct.
And then normally when he went to work, what would Nikki do? Just
sleep?
He would just sleep. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So it sounds like we're getting some insecurity, building with him related to that morning time frame. So it's going to take more than 30 seconds, which is all the time we have left in this hour, for us to figure out what we need to do about this. So if you're good with it, Trina, we're just going to put you on hold. And we're going to close out hour number two, and we'll fire up hour number three, and we'll come right back to you, Trina, after we start the second hour, or the third hour. So, everybody, Animal World continues. Phone lines are open, 425-373-5527 or 1-888-298-5569. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.